seemed to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
as soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to.
Greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to, the Rastafari movement of truth, justice, and righteousness. We are in a special study of the Quran. Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, Zoroaster, Rastafari, Voodoo, Juju, indigenous practitioners, come together, sisters and brothers. The Spirit of the Lord, Mama Holy Spirit, wants us to no longer be divided. That is polytheism. We are many, but we should not be divided. We are many. We are many men and women. We are many boys and girls. We are many of this ethnicity, that ethnicity, this religion, that political party, that political party. We are many. How many billions are on the planet? But the desire is that we be monotheistic, meaning acting as one for the purpose of delivering the poor working class masses of the people. That's the desire here. This is what Abraham is arguing on behalf of. So he says, we have the guidance of Allah. We have the guidance of Allah, and we say, Allah, the mother, to raise us up into that supreme mind. But don't be like the one whom the devils calls to follow the low desires in bewilderment in the earth. And so look how the system comes after us and titillates our low desires, using sex, using the desire for sexual gratification in the commercials, in the music, in even in your politics. Look at how, sisters and brothers, sex was used to take down commanding officers. Who was that? David Petraeus and others. Look how sex was used to take down those officers. Look at how, because Petraeus and other officers were working on behalf of Mitt Romney against Obama, and then Obama says, let's clean house and take these out of office, and then other factions in the government, in the CIA and the intelligence agencies began to turn on Petraeus and others and use sex to take them down. All of them know that many of they in government are promiscuous into illicit sexual behavior. But the FBI and the CIA, they love it. They love it. They love it because they can use the low desires to manipulate and control. Look at what was done to our brother Jesse Jackson Jr., a good man who has done much good for the black community and poor working class masses of people. But look at how, in my estimation, it began when he allowed himself, Jesse Jackson Jr., to be used as a wire against Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois. I believe he's the former governor of Illinois. I don't think he's the former mayor of Chicago. I believe he's the former governor of Illinois. And so the system wanted to take Blagojevich down. And the last thing I saw Blagojevich doing, good or bad, whether or not in his life, but at this point, I saw him standing up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, uniting with a union that dealt with, I believe, glass and doors and whatnot, and the system was shutting down their job, taking it overseas, and the sisters and brothers in Chicago had a strike and would not leave the warehouse, occupied the warehouse till they could secure their jobs and have a new owner take the warehouse, the job, the business, the corporation, and turn it back into the hands of the workers, and Blagojevich was there supporting that. Next thing I know, Blagojevich is in a trial, or he was already in a trial, and the trial was geared to destroy the career of Blagojevich. Whatever he did bad, they all know it. Many governors and mayors participate in all this type of whatever he was in, participating in. Then Jesse Jackson Jr. is being used as a wire, as a snitch, to take down Blagojevich. But the system, they have dirt on Jesse Jackson Jr. Misuse of funds, misuse of money, the manipulation of low desires, manipulation of Blagojevich, manipulation of Jesse Jackson Jr. And then, after that was done, Jesse Jackson Jr. went before the Congress and began to argue on behalf of raising the minimum wage to a better wage. Next thing I know, he's supposed to be crazy, bipolar. Next thing I know, he's embroiled in a sexual dispute, misuse and whatnot, and he's just total taken out. So what we're talking about is how our low desires can be used against us. Maybe we want fame. Maybe we want money. Whatever it is, it can be manipulated if we're not careful. So Abraham is telling us, don't be like they who the devils cause us to follow our low desires in bewilderment in the earth. Bewilderment has to do with confusion. Has to do with being totally not able to use your mind. You're confused. You're in a state of non-use. This is how these politicians who may be good, who may love the people, but they followed their low desires and now they're bewildered, confused, bipolar, crazy, can't even be used anymore. Now they're taken into the courts, destroyed. So Abraham is telling us, beware, have control over our lower desires, that we may not be bewildered in the earth, that we may occupy positions in the earth, that we may occupy positions in civilization, that we may occupy positions in government, and not just the government that exists today, but the kingdom of God in heaven. Queendom of Goddess in heaven, the kingdom of Islam, and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. He has companions who call him to the right way. So, those who have gone astray, followed their low desires, we are the companions who call those who have gone astray to the right way, saying, come to us, surely the guidance of Allah, That is the guidance. We are saying that the wicked ruling class and ruling families have no guidance for us. We must stop buying into the Democratic Party, Republican Party. We must stop buying into the system, the thinking of the system. They have no guidance for us. We must stop buying into that which is perpetrated by the puppets of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. These presidents and prime ministers who have no guidance for us, no guidance that is correct, no guidance that is truthful. They are busy making contracts and deals with each other to destroy the poor working class masses of the people. They work for the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, and all of their so-called guidance is to cause us to buy into their wicked practices. We see no guidance in the media. CNN, no guidance. Fox News, no guidance. MSNBC, they're supposed to be for labor. That reminds me, the National Labor Review Board apparently is under attack by the Republicans. But the key is to understand that the attack is under a Democratic president and a Democratic attorney general, because the attack is not an attack from one side or the other. The attack is from the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the 13 ruling families and their wicked affiliate families who control both Democrat and Republican, causing the elites of both parties to cut deals with these demons and devils and then come before us to cause us to follow our low desires and follow after guidance that is not guidance at all. So we say, come to the guidance of Allah. Come to the guidance of Allah. Come to the guidance of the Almighty Father Allah, that will raise you, exalt you, us. And Allah, Mother Allah, that will raise and exalt us and change our circumstance. Says further in this verse 71. Of section 9, chapter 6, part 7, titled The Cattle, further titled Abraham's Argument for Divine Unity. And we are commanded to submit to the Lord of the worlds. Why do we say submit to the Lord of the worlds? You see, sisters and brothers, when the Quran was written, or let me say, when the Quran was lived by Prophet Muhammad, who was in power? Rome, Caesar, the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire, Caesar, they had titles for themselves. And one of their titles was Lord, and another was Savior. And another was Son of God. And another was bringer of civilization and peace to the masses. So we say to Caesar, you're not the Lord. You are a colonizer, a killer, a destroyer of the masses of the people. No, the Most High is the Lord. The Most High is Savior. The Most High is the one that we worship and follow. The Most High is the one that we honor and give glory to. You, Caesar, you claim to be the Lord of your empire, but Allah is the Lord of the worlds. The worlds, the multiple worlds. And Lord, in the African Hebrew language, under the number 3068, is Yahovah. And some say Yahweh. So I say Yahweh, Yahovah means the existing one. Yahweh, Yahovah, Numbers chapter 11. Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahovah, the Lord, as having the attribute of begetting, and conceiving. This is an African scientific word that describes Almighty Father, Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Yehovah, as bringing us into existence through the law of birth, giving us life through the law of birth. So, the Lord of the worlds, the Almighty Father and Mother Yahweh Yehovah, who have given birth to the worlds, to civilizations, to the universe, and we, the African people, the original peoples of the earth, the original Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, we are they who on this earth have given birth to civilizations. We are the lords of this earth. The other definition of Lord, when you see capital L, lowercase ORD, is Adonai or Adonai. Adonai means master and lord. No, you know, the ruler, the controller, the original Lord and Master is the Most High. And the Most High coming through Adon, using the sun disk as the representation of the Most High, because this word Adon is rooted in Kemet, Egypt, the Aton, which had the sun disk as the symbol, because the Most High is the power behind the sun. Amen, Amenet, that power behind the sun, the Almighty Father, Almighty Mother, is the power behind the sun as Ra or Aton, and spiritually light and knowledge and wisdom illuminating our minds. So we submit to the Lord of the worlds. We submit to the Most High Father and Mother, Yahweh, Yehovah, Allah, Allah, Eitan, Adon, Adonai. Verse 72, and that you should keep up prayer and keep your duty to him, and he it is to whom you shall be gathered. So we are to keep up prayer. Let me type in the word prayer in the African Hebrew language and see what we can see. We are to keep up prayer. And the word prayer in the African Hebrew language is 6419. Palav. It means to intervene, to interpose, to pray, to mediate, to judge, to intercede. You see, we have a condition that we must keep in contact with the Most High in the Quran called Allah, in the prayers of Islam, that is the Almighty Father, and in the prayers of Islam, the Almighty Mother is called Allah. So we pray to the Most High. We must keep in contact with the Most High. We must continue to be elevated in mind and thought and deed, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And we also must intercede and interpose ourselves in between the oppressor and the oppressed masses of the peoples of the earth, because we are in need of the power of the Most High to come through the universe, come through the material universe, and come through we who are the revolutionaries who understand this message, that we may transmit the power of the Most High into our occurrence and circumstance, that we may change our occurrence and circumstance into the kingdom of God that's in heaven, freedom, justice, and equality. We must judge. We must judge on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed masses of the poor working class, proletariat masses of the people, because they who are in power have judged that we have judged wickedly. The wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families have judged wickedly, have deemed us all genetically inferior. poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white are considered genetically inferior. Genetically inferior. So the system is a system of genocide to administer eugenics to clean up the gene pool that is considered a cesspool by the wicked ruling class of ruling families. They consider themselves genetically superior, and so they want to eliminate the inferior genes in the gene pool. Therefore, warfare, bloodshed, disease, death, hell, destruction. Abraham wants us to unite with the message of righteousness and Islam and truth and justice and ma'at, and that we united following the Lord of the worlds, following Yahweh Yahovah, following Adonai, with this exalted knowledge and wisdom that illuminates our mind, that we may eliminate such wicked system, and that we may understand that our prayer, we want to interject this reality in our lives and intercede on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. 73, and he it is who created the heavens and the earth with truth. And when he says be, it is. Now the Quran always says he. But we know that Allah is not Allah without Allah. Allah the Father is not Allah the Father without Allah the Mother. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. In the name of our mother, through the womb, through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, this word create, I want to see this word create in the African Hebrew language so we can understand where the Quran is coming from. The word create, let me see now, in the African Hebrew language is bara, 1254 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means to create, to shape, to form, to shape and fashion the heavens and the earth, the individual, new conditions and circumstances. Man, this is so beautiful. I'm enjoying this. I am so enjoying this. Never did I think that I would be able to preach the Quran in this manner. But the Most High is blessing us to bring the knowledge together. And I thank the Nation of Islam. I thank Master Farid Muhammad. I thank the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank Minister Malcolm X. I thank Minister Louis Farrakhan for always using Bible and Quran and going back and forth and back and forth and showing that the truth of the books kiss each other and love each other and adds to the truth. Now this word created, we're talking about creating a new condition, a new circumstance, creating a new man and a new woman, bringing in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth, reshaping the human family into one, fashioning the human family into one monotheistic reality. And the word created also means birth, is defined as birth, B-I-R-T-H, which causes me to understand again that it's not just he, it is she. Allah is he, and Allah is she. Ashadu illa illaha ill Allah. You hear illa and you hear Allah. Illa is the mother. Allah is the father. And they have come together to give birth to the human family, give birth to creation, give birth to the universe, and give birth to ourselves again, that we may be reformed into one monotheistic reality. Not divided anymore. Not polytheistic. We are many. We are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High Father and Mother. We are many parts, but we are one body. The system wants to divide us. Christians against Muslims, against Hindus, against Buddhists, against Voodoo, against Juju, against Aborigine, against traditional Native American. We're divided against each other. That is polytheism. But we are coming together under unity. He it is. We say Allah, Father, and Ilah, Mother, who created and gave birth to the heavens and the earth, right in this word in the Hebrew language. With truth. Let me see if I can find the word truth and see the definition of that word in the African Hebrew language. Sometimes we might go to the European Greek language to understand some of this truth, because all of this is unity. All of this is truth. The word truth, bear with me, sisters and brothers, the word truth is 571 in the African Hebrew language, emeth, firmness, faithfulness, sureness, reliability. Is not the Most High firm and faithful? Has the Most High ever lied to us? Will the Most High ever lie? No. The heavens and the earth are created and given birth to with truth. Stability, continuance. You see, the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets are sure, are stable, are reliable. Every day the sun comes up, or the earth spins in such a manner that it appears that the sun rises in the east. This has been going on for how many years, sisters and brothers? It is the truth, the fabric of truth, that holds this universe together, that holds this creation together. And this word truth is an adverb and a feminine noun. Now, this is so interesting to me that this word is a feminine noun, because you see, the African Hebrew religion comes from Africa, Egypt, Kemet, Ethiopia, Nubia, Dogon, Twa. And in the African Kemet Egypt language, the word truth is Ma'at. And Ma'at was a beautiful black woman representation with two wings. And she represented truth, justice, and righteousness. And this power of truth, justice, and righteousness represented by the black woman is that power in the universe that gives us balance and reciprocity and order out of chaos. And in the Greek language, the word, oh man, I've not seen that word in a while, but that word for hand in the Greek language, that word for hand, let me hit that word right quick. Let me try my best to get that word hand in the Greek language so we can tie all of this together. We're taking our time with the Quran. We're taking our time and uniting all the knowledge together. We want to show the unity of truth, the unity of knowledge, the unity of understanding. Yeah, there it is. 5495, care. In the Greek language, the word care is a feminine noun. You see this word for hand. You see this word when it says the power of the Most High is in your hand. But this word means agency, which means power. Agency of anyone. It means the power of God symbolized in his might, activity, and power in creating the universe and upholding and preserving the creation and protecting and aiding one. Also punishing and determining and controlling the destinies of men, and we also say women. This is Ma'at. Ma'at is that power in the universe from the Most High that upholds, that is mighty and active and powerful, that went into the creation of the universe, that upholds and preserves the universe, brings order out of chaos, and controls the destinies of men and women, in that if you go against order, then you create disorder. But if you line yourself up with ma'at, line yourself up with care, line yourself up with emet, the Hebrew word. These are feminine words. Feminine in the African Hebrew. Feminine in the European Greek. Feminine in the African Kemet. So this truth, the heavens are created and given birth to by the Most High Allah, Father, and Allah, Mother, with truth. And when he says be, it is. And the Most High said to us, be. And that word be causes me to remember that in the African Hebrew language, Yahweh Yahovah is the existing one that causes us to be, causes us to become existence and life. The Almighty Father and Mother, Yahweh Yahovah, causing our existence, causing our being, causing us to understand that we must come together and make sure that all are able to come into existence and be and become that which the Most High desires for us to be and become. We're going to take a break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.